Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The DH, Danny Tartabull. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Kurt Stillwell. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Charlie Leibrandt. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dave Gallagher. Batting second. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting third. The third baseman, Carlos Martinez. Batting fourth. The DH, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Russ Moorman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Rosenberg. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rosenberg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher hits a line drive into center field. Wilson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wilson. Gallagher moves to second. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fletcher bunts towards the mound. Leibrandt fields it and throws to first for the out. Gallagher moves to third. One out. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gallagher scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Martinez moves to third. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Moorman bunts towards the mound. Leibrandt fields it and throws to first for the out. Martinez scores. Fisk moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Tartabull hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McFarlane moves to second. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Stillwell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Boston, who is chasing the ball. Stillwell reaches third base with a triple. McFarlane scores. White goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Seitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carcoviche strikes out. 1 out. Lance Johnson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Johnson. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson moves to third. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gallagher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gallagher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Brett moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Brett scores. Jackson moves to second. It's 4-2, Royals. Tom McCarthy now pitching. Danny Tartabull, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tartabull is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields it and throws to second for the out. Jackson moves to third. 1 out. Mike McFarlane, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McFarlane is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McFarlane hits a line drive into right field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jackson tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 5-2, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into right field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-0 in the game. Fletcher hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martinez for the out. Fletcher moves to second. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fisk is one for one in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Moorman is 0 for 0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Moorman hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Stillwell takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson strikes out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. Boston hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. Boston reaches third base with a triple. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Karkoviche is 0 for 1 in the game. Karkoviche bunts towards third. Seitzer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boston scores. It's 5-3, Royals. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Karkoviche moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gielen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. Gielen reaches third base with a triple. Karkoviche scores. Johnson scores. It's Royals, 5, White Sox, 5. Terry Leach now pitching. Jim Eisenreich now playing center field. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gallagher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gielen scores. 1 out. It's 6-5, White Sox. Scott Fletcher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fletcher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leach fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a pop-up beyond second. White can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Martinez. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Martinez steals second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Steve Lyons pinch hits for Russ Moorman. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Lyons now playing first base. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCarthy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. 2 outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tabler hits a pop-up towards short. Dillon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Boston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Karkovice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Karkovice hits a pop-up towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leach fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon misplays the ball. That's an error on Dillon. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McFarlane strikes out. 1 out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White bunts towards the mound. McCarthy fields it and throws to first for the out. Tartabull moves to second. 2 outs. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Stillwell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson, who is chasing the ball. Stillwell reaches third base with a triple. Tartabull scores. That run is unearned. It's Royals, 6, White Sox, 6. Don Paul now pitching. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Stillwell scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-6, Royals. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-3 in the game. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Guillen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Fletcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 7, and the White Sox 6. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Brett reaches second base with a double. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. 1 out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tabler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Martinez, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leach fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carlton Fisk, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McFarland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the White Sox 6. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarland, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McFarland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McFarland hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 8-6, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Boston. White reaches second base with a double. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Stillwell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 triples and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Stillwell bunts towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to third. 1 out. Jim Eisenreich, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Eisenreich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paul fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sean Hillig is now pitching. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seitzer is 0-for-4 in the game. Seitzer hits a fly ball towards center. Johnson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Johnson. White tags and scores. Eisenreich goes all the way around to score. Seitzer moves to third. It's 10-6, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Brett strikes out. 2 outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. Karkoviche drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Jackson out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 10, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Thurman now playing center field. Jim Eisenreich now playing right field. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops it up and throws to first, with Leach covering, for the out. One out. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Karkovice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Karkovice hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Karkovice moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Guillen strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gallagher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 10, and the White Sox 6. The Royals will come to bat. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thurman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tartabull hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McFarlane is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tartabull moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hillegas fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 10, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Farr now pitching. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farr fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.